Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Phil.
And me, Feifei.
We have a phrase which is about being able to judge how the people around you think or feel.
Read the room. When could we use it?
Well, you know that we're all so busy at work, we had to cancel our holidays to make sure that everything gets done.
I know, terrible. I'd been planning to go somewhere for ages, and now that's all ruined.
Someone from the other team came in and started talking about the great holiday they're going on next week. He tried to get us interested in it, but none of us want to talk about holidays right now. He needs to learn to read the room.
Some people just don't get it, do they? You'd think they'd be able to read the room from people's reactions.
No, he just kept going on about it, saying how nice the beaches are, how great the weather is where he's going. He definitely wasn't reading the room.
You've been talking to us about football for 15 minutes now. None of us care. Read the room.
Look, the three of us have given up sugar and you're offering us donuts? Come on, learn to read the room.
You're always complaining, but read the room. None of the rest of us feel like that.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the phrase read the room, which means to judge how the people around you feel or what they think about something. We often use it when we don't think people are doing it.
Yes, it's often used in the imperative to criticise someone who isn't doing it, if they say something inappropriate or just something that no one else is interested in. Now, Feifei, did I tell you about my new hobby?
Read the room, Phil. I don't want to hear any more about your stamp collecting.
Maybe I do need to learn to read the room better.
You do that. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.